Hello everybody, I hope you're all well. And I have to tell you, first and foremost, that you can now get lots more audio from me because I have signed up to a Plus account, so recording can go on for up to 30 minutes. Be afraid, be very afraid. But of course, I won't generally go on for that long. We'll try to keep things short and sweet, but it's nice not to be limited to the 3 minutes because I like to talk too much and hopefully give you plenty of insight and plenty of things to feedback about. And that's the great thing about things like Audioboo, that we can interact and share ideas and thoughts and learn from each other. And so with my impeccable decision there, I'd like to go from my stylish approach to a man with no taste, and by which I do not mean somebody who has no flavour for, or no insight for, football or music or whatever, which of course are all subjective and personal opinions, but somebody who literally has no taste. And this is something that came up during my weekly communication session with service users of the Stevenage branch of Headway, the brain injury charity, which I referred to yesterday and which took place today, because we were talking about food and the cultural impact of food and how some people like to experiment with different flavours and different delicacies, whereas others are quite happy to stick with what they know and what they like. And it emerged during the conversation that one of the service users actually, literally because of his brain injury, has no sense of taste whatsoever. And that's further inhibited by the fact he has no sense of smell. So he doesn't eat because he enjoys it. He simply eats because he knows it keeps him alive. He remembers what some things used to taste like, but he really doesn't get much taste or much of that experience now. And so we talked about overcoming barriers, and this is what I do a lot when I go and do disability awareness training for businesses or charities, or when I go into schools and colleges to talk to students or go to scout groups or whatever it might be, community groups. And we talked about how he has to eat very hot or very cold things because heat and cold are so intense that they bring out more of the flavour. And also not only hot as in temperature, but also hot as in flavour. So spicy things work well, like curries, or very sweet or very sour or bitter things. So things like, say, Belgian chocolate ice cream, which is both cold and sweet, work very well for him. But it also made me think about how many things go unnoticed and how many things are taken for granted by many people. Things such as visual impairment and physical disability are at least well known, if not well understood. And of course, by some people, they are well understood because they can be seen and the problems which they can potentially pose until a solution is found, and solutions generally can be found, they can be seen, they can be perceived by others. And I thought about mental health problems, and if you live with a mental health condition, such as I have, or if you live with somebody who's had such a condition, a mental illness, then you can get some idea of it. But if you don't, then it's very difficult to have a full understanding because these things are very complex. Quite often they change on a day-to-day basis. Somebody may look very lazy or very uneducated because of their condition and the way in which it makes them behave, which may simply be because they're physically or psychologically unable to deal with what's going on in their own head. And of course, you can't see what's going on in their head. And even if you can, it doesn't necessarily make sense. It's not necessarily rational. So there's a lot of stigma still attached because mental health problems can't be seen. As I say, you know, if you speak to somebody who's been in that position, then you can get some sort of understanding sometimes because it can be explained in many different ways. But it really is a very difficult thing to get your head around. But at least mental health is talked about more these days, and the stigma is starting to be removed. But something like not being able to have a sense of taste or a sense of smell. The two together particularly struck me as something that wouldn't really occur to us unless it actually happens to us. We might take for granted, many of us, the idea of going to a restaurant or having a special meal at home with our partner, if we have one, because it's our anniversary, or going out with friends to celebrate a birthday and having a drink. But if you simply eat or drink to survive, rather than actually getting any of that experience of flavour or sensation or the anticipation of eating, that must be, I imagine, a very surreal and quite frustrating experience, knowing that you've got to do something just for the sheer necessity of it, rather than thinking, oh, I'll have this today because I fancy it, because it's going to taste particularly nice. As I say, if you can overcome these barriers by getting particularly spicy foods or whatever, then maybe there is some sort of solution. And of course, there is some sort of enjoyment from that. But it's still restrictive in that you have to have particularly powerful tastes in order to enjoy it. So you're still limited in some ways, although, of course, as I say, you can overcome it. And it's great that, you know, people are of the mindset to overcome these things rather than simply just accepting it or sort of existing in life. Because, as I say, because you have to, of course, there is that element of because you have to, but at least there's some determination for many people in enjoying things as far as they can and finding a way around things. And I think, as I say, that is another of the lessons to take from that experience of today, that, you know, however complicated the situation may seem, there is always a way, or, you know, usually a way around things. It might not be to the extent that you would wish, but it is to some extent a solution and something which gives people hope and something to look forward to. So that's my little thought for the day, and my first one that's gone over 3 minutes. There will be, as I say, many more of these, and also once I'm back on Mushroom FM, I'll be able to, presuming I'm allowed to, but I think other people have before from the station, but put bits of my show up here for you to catch, although I hope you'll catch the full thing. More on the type of show and when it's going to be and what it's going to consist of, all of that sort of thing will be coming up in future times, as will lots of stuff about football next week. Thank you to those of you who have checked out or are going to check out the Insight Radio piece that I did today with Alan Russell. Another one of those coming up next week. And as I say, I've got a National Blind Football League committee meeting next Friday. And next Saturday, of course, is the next domestic football tournament, the Brian Erins Cup. And as I say, I'll be talking about that with Alan Russell on Insight Radio next Thursday at 5:40. So lots of stuff coming up, lots of non-football stuff as well. So don't tune away if you're not inclined to follow what they sometimes call the beautiful game, because there will be plenty of other stuff. I'm going to try and take you to some different places in the next week, because I've only managed two so far, what with the weather being as it is, etc. And of course, if you've got any feedback, please send it in and I'll respond to that. Whether you've got a text response or an audio response, it'd be lovely to hear from you. So thanks for following and or for listening to this, Boo. Take care and I'll catch you soon. Recording.